The following is a report from the council meeting, held on Friday 31st of May in the lodge at the Copthorne Solway Park Motor Lodge. The meeting commenced at 10:30 a.m. Election of Vice President, and Council has elected Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, as your Vice President for the next 2 years. To Association Finances. 2 months ago, Council formed a small finance subcommittee to critically review major expenses of the Association and make recommendations to the full Council on areas where it is believed a Council can cut costs and otherwise reduce expenditure. Among areas being considered are headquarters operating costs, break in production and printing core book, and overseas travel. More specific details on how Council aims to achieve this has been reported to the annual general meeting and will be included in the minutes to be published in break-in. Subscription income is vital. We still have over 300 members who have not renewed their subscription for this year. The President, ZL1TGC, plans to write to each of those unfinancial members and try and encourage them to renew. Council is also looking at its own costs, attending meetings, accommodation and related costs. Stuart, ZL2TW, has conducted a review and has recommended a range of measures aimed at reducing the cost to your association. Council are still reviewing Stuart's paper, and it is expected they will reach a decision at their meeting to be held on Monday the 3rd of June. Subscriptions for 2014. ZL1TGC was pleased to be able to report that after careful consideration, Council resolved to keep the subscriptions for 2014 at the same level as this year. The only area which is costing money due to substantial increases in postage are our overseas members, and the overseas member subscription will be increased to $125. Accordingly, subscriptions for 2014 will be transmitting members $99 with a $10 rebate if paid by 30 November. Family membership remains at $129 with a $10 rebate, and overseas members $125 with no rebate. Having said that, President ZL1TGC advised that there may need to be an increase in subscriptions for the 2015 calendar year, with expenditure required to attend WRC 2015 and APT preparatory meetings. Core Book 2013. Council resolved that Core Book for 2013 will only be produced on CD-ROM. A core book of the size and quality that was produced in 2012 is a major cost for the association at $20,543. The overall cost of producing the CD-ROM is approximately $1,900. Council will look at having a printed copy of the call sign listings update available for a small fee for those members who would still like to have a printed copy. To the 70-centimetre band plan, the council-initiated 70-centimetre band plan review has reached the stage where a draft band plan has been produced. Feedback from members of the review subcommittee has concluded more engineering work is needed. Doug ZL2TAR from FIMTAG has been asked to provide input on the engineering issues. To the NZRT website. Council recognise that the current website is not very user-friendly and quite difficult to navigate around, and not a great marketing tool either. For someone looking to find out more about amateur radio, it's not always a good place to go. A website redesign is needed, and to help with that, Council has identified two requirements. Firstly, a need to draw up a specification or a design brief, and secondly, a need to find someone with good web design skills to take on the task. Two offers to help with this have been received. Thanks to an initiative from Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, Council are looking at a new strategic plan for the association. ZL3PAH gave a PowerPoint presentation at the AGM, details of which can be forwarded to members on request from HQ. Council urges members to give as much feedback in this area as possible. It's the way of the future for the association. Remuneration for branch examination supervisors. Debbie ZL2DL drew to council attention the need to ensure that branch examination supervisors are not out of pocket as a result of their work. Council considered this and has decided that this should reasonably be the responsibility of the branch. Please make sure that your branch examination supervisors are reimbursed for their cost of printing and postage associated with administering the examination. NZRT officers visits to the council meeting. Don Wallace at L2TLL. Our ALO advised the meeting that he has appointed John Yildwins at L4JY as his deputy, and council was pleased to confirm this appointment. Don gave an update on his current activities. Mike Newmans at L1BNB, our LBLO, gave council an update on his excellent work. He has a number of appeals currently ongoing. Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS, has offered to assist Mike with this work. Peter Lake, ZL2AZ, visited council with an update on international matters in his role as a director of Region 3. The successful Region 3 conference in Ho Chi Minh City last year has resulted in a number of action points for NZART to take up and try to progress. A significant outcome for the Region 3 organisation has been a small increase in member society levies, which puts them on a better financial footing, and the number of directors has been increased from 5 to 6, reflecting the increased interest from other member societies in the region, in particular Indonesia and China. Terry Carroll, ZL3QL, visited the council meeting, standing in for John Lockhead, ZL4QS, our IARU liaison officer. John has decided to stand down from the IARU liaison officer position for health reasons. ZL1TGC was pleased to announce that Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, has agreed to take on this important role for your association, and council was pleased to confirm this recommendation. Don feels that the dual roles of ALO and IARU liaison officer are complementary, and that he can manage the additional workload. Jeff Sayers at L4JS and his AREC management team were the final visitors to the Friday council meeting. Council received a very comprehensive report from Jeff and his management team. The key points from their report are: NZSAR have set out their expectations to AREC for the next year in terms of what they want AREC to deliver. NZSAR have said in their letter that they are pleased with the progress AREC is making. Bill Olson, ZL4AE, is heading up a new program making use of SAR Secretariat CD engagement material, which will see greater involvement of AREC with civil defence and emergency management. Brian, ZL2ADL, advised council of a revised training manual and planned training for 2013-14. John, ZL4JY, advised council of improvements in the AREC organisation in order to meet SAR Secretariat expectations. A ZK callsign policy is in draft form, and when approved, will provide guidance to AREC section leaders on where and when they should be using ZK callsigns. Finally, council heard from Gareth, ZL3VP, who reported on a number of improvements in terms of purchasing and financial control of the AREC funds. The Friday council meeting concluded at 6:30 p.m. Now here's NZART President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, with a report on NZART's 2013 Annual General Meeting.
The morning of the Annual General Meeting dawned with perfectly clear blue skies and a little frost on the ground. However, with the conference venue and accommodation, meeting rooms, etc. being well heated, we were almost oblivious to the outside temperature. The AGM commenced at 8:30 with an opening speech and welcome from Masterton Mayor, the Honourable Gary Daniel. This was followed by a conference photo. Following the usual AGM preliminaries of ensuring that we had a quorum and apologies, I called for a moment to reflect on silent keys. Specifically, we remembered Roy, ZL2KH, and also Kay Stewart, wife of Bob Stewart, ZL2AMI, who was officially pronounced dead this past week after going missing in Rumataka Forest Park 7 years ago. I had great pleasure presenting life membership to Peter Lake, ZL2AZ, for all the work he has undertaken as a past NZRT councillor, IARU representative and IARU Region 3 director. Our treasurer, Evan Sayer, presented the annual accounts for the 2012 year, making specific mention of the reasons for that year's deficit. I urge you all to read the AGM minutes, which give more in-depth detail and the necessity to continue to increase membership figures, while at the same time reducing expenditure within our association. Annual reports were then spoken to by those present and moved to approve by Robert Wallace, ZL2WAL. Remits. This year we only had one remit from Manawatu Branch 20. This required all voting on remits at a general meeting to be by actual count of votes. After some discussion with delegates supporting and opposing the remit, a request to conduct a vote count was made. After the vote count, the remit was declared lost, with 1,219 votes against and 411 for the remit. This year, two nominations were received for the Arthur Jumbo Godfrey ZL1HV Award. This is presented to a member of a branch in recognition of their support and commitment to branch activities. I had great pleasure in presenting the awards to John Wysocki, ZL2TWS, nominated by Upper Hutt Branch 63, and Graham Fraser, ZL3SJ, nominated by Christchurch West Branch 56. More presentation of awards followed. The Rothschild Cup, presented to North Shore Branch again, for having a total of 11 successful examination passes in 2012. The Nelson Sound sponsored award for the best examination result, youth, that's under 20, was awarded to Molly Ellen O'Malley, ZL3YL, for achieving 56 out of 60 in her exam. Molly received a UHF handheld as prize. The Nelson Branch 26 sponsored award for achieving 100% in an examination in the over 20-year-old age group for the year preceding conference went to five recipients this year. Stuart Williamson, ZL1SAR from Branch 28, Eric Bretcher, ZL4EB from Branch 37, Mike Cox, ZL1GV, Steve Robertson, ZL1AVS, and Ian Graham, ZL1IDG, all from Branch 29. It was also my pleasure to announce a special posthumous presentation to Roy Simon, ZL2KH. This was in recognition of his long service to NZART and his unique sense of humour. Frank Hunt, ZL2BR, received this plaque and will present it to Jill Simon, Roy's widow. We have yet to receive an offer to host our 2014 annual conference. If you feel your branch would be able to offer to assist, can I ask you to contact either myself or your local councillor? With the recent resignations of two Central Region councillors, I was fortunate to have been approached by four members who are keen to be considered for these positions. I advise the meeting that once these people have an opportunity to review the requirements of being a councillor, council would consider who the most suitable candidates would be and advise the membership who had been appointed. In general business, topics included David Morley, ZL1DAM from Branch 86, who advised there will be no ZL1 QSL Bureau service in the near future as they have no one willing to do the job and they're asking for assistance. David ZL2DW suggested that while council was reviewing all expenditure, perhaps it was timely to consider going to an electronic version of break-in and callbook. ZL2BEF asked if any consideration had been given to amateur involvement in the 100-year Anzac commemoration. I'm pleased to advise that NZART is working on plans to celebrate the occasion, and this was being done in conjunction with the WIA. More information will be available soon via break-in and headquarters info line. Just prior to the conclusion of the AGM, Peter Freeman, VK3PF, one of our two representatives from WIA, gave an inspiring presentation on Summits on the Air, or SOTA. This is a UK amateur initiative where points are awarded for contacts made to defined registered summits, or prominences. The VK3 area has embraced SOTA with the result that there is much portable activity occurring, especially on the 40-metre band. Peter is also editor of the Wireless Institute of Australia magazine, Amateur Radio. Vice President Stuart, ZL2TW, announced the winner of the Stirrers Award, which went to Mike Barnes, ZL3TMB. This concluded the AGM. We were all seated at the evening dinner on Saturday night when Debbie, ZL2DL, in her role as NZART ARX, and with the assistance of David, ZL2BCA, and Topsy, ZL2LS, as examiners, had just issued a call sign and certificate of competency to Sharon Dawson, Managing Director of ICOM New Zealand. Debbie was approached during the day by Sharon's technical manager, Edward Ross, ZL2DV, advising that Sharon needed to sit the amateur radio examination and had been procrastinating for long enough. Thanks to the flexibility of our examination process and the ability to allocate call signs, this was all undertaken in complete secrecy and confidentiality in the General Secretary's room at the hotel. I, among others, were delighted to congratulate Sharon, whose call sign is ZL1TJU, which belonged to her late father, Dave Dawson. A presentation was made to Jeff Atkinson, VK3TL, and Peter Freeman, VK3PF, to commemorate their visit to our conference. In turn, Jeff, VK3TL, presented a plaque from the WIA, recognising the contribution NZART had made to amateur radio. After a sumptuous meal, we were entertained by local celebrity Rick Long, who was once a young teenage idol during the Joe Brown Enterprise days. Rick took us on a trip down Melody Lane with songs and stories from the 50s and later. Sunday morning was another beautiful morning and saw the usual AGMs get underway. From the Old Timers Club, the grand old man is once again Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU, and secretary is Barry Stewart, ZL2RR. At the WARO AGM, there were 16 WARO members present. The new WARO committee for the 2013-14 year is President Kathy Purdy, ZL280K, Vice President Marlene Matthews, ZL1MYL, so Secretary Val Hawtrey, ZL2FO, Treasurer Heather Scott, ZL2TYF, and on the Executive, Bev Gilman, ZL3OV. The WARO Achievement Award, that's the Myrtle Erland Trophy, was presented to Jolene Beale, ZL1UJB, for all the work she's done for WARO, including compiling the WARO 50th Anniversary Members Book. Winners of the Thelma Super Contest for 2013 are as follows. First YL, Val Hawtrey, ZL2FO. Second YL, Jeanette Croker, ZL3DYL. And third YL, Nairi Jury, ZL1UJT. In the OM class, first was Doug Burt, ZL1BFS, second OM, Wayne Fisher, ZL2AYB, and third OM, Bill Cousins, ZL2AYA. The SPAM AGM was attended by a small group due to a clash with the AREC meeting. Although the group was very small, it's dynamic and enthusiastic. The executive committee were all re-elected, and if anyone would like more information and updates relating to SPAM activities, please email them with your details to the SPAM email address listed in break-in. The AMSET ZL AGM took place with over 20 people attending. All the current officers were reappointed, and the annual subscription has been increased to $20. An update on KiwiSat progress in the past year was given by Ian1AOX, and how useful infrared photography was in finding faulty integrated circuits on the integrated housekeeping computer boards. Max Wheatley, ZL2MAX, presented a forum on APRS, specifically on getting started and having a look at some of the software and hardware that might help you along the way. Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, our administration liaison officer, assisted by John Yaldwin, ZL4JY, chaired a session with members on regulatory topics. This forum generated a lot of interest and will be repeated at future conferences. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, presented a forum on D-Star. The forum covered D-Star history, the basics of operation, various hardware solutions, DV access points, plus a brief overview of the Mount Climby installation and how Upper Hutt Branch 63 got this operational. Frank Hunt, ZL2BR, presented a forum on contesting and radio and computer logging, rig control contest software programs, with a practical demonstration given of a system setup configuration and contest operation. Dr. Gary Bolds at a 1AN presented a very informative and entertaining forum on the correct procedures and how to write a great article for publication in Break-In. The AREC team, led by Jeff Sayer, ZL4JS, conducted a very informative forum covering new radio equipment and operating procedures. Details of a training manual update were given by Brian Purdy, ZL2ADL. AREC would like to see more requests for radio equipment. Rex Aubrey from New Zealand Police reported on a variety of police initiatives. John Yaldwin, ZL4JY, presented an interesting look at AREC radio communications equipment from the 1950s to the present and had many of the radios on display. At 6 p.m. we gathered for pre-dinner drinks and a smorgasbord dinner. This followed by final raffle draws and Jim Meacham's conference quiz, which will commence after this official broadcast. No conference is complete without an alternative program to look after the partners and spouses. I understand those on the alternative program had an enjoyable time. To conclude, once again, a great conference, an excellent venue, and well organised by the Wairarapa Branch 46 Conference Committee. My thanks to all those who have helped in any little way to make this yet another memorable conference. This is Z01TGC concluding the official broadcast.